This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf yet? I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of like the deepest places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point?
Wow. Scottie Scheffler earlier this week, number one player in golf, Open Championship tomorrow. Thoughts are welcome at 803-0550. I respect it. It's a little... I mean, I feel like I have to sit in judgment, right? Because that's what I'm here for, no matter what the thing is. To hear, I'm not here to inspire young golfers, because what's the point? I mean, that doesn't sound great. I think I know what he means. He's telling you, at least as far as he's concerned, this really isn't that much fun, or fulfilling was his word that he kept using. And it's kind of depressing. And I could see, maybe they wouldn't have to be right, but I could see the aforementioned young golfers being like, well, screw that. Like, can I choose to be inspired by you? The guy has been great for years here and won tons of stuff. He is on track, unless he just gets bored and gives up or whatever, to be an all-timer. And it's a little bit disappointing to feel like he's not really engaged in this way, you know? But that's obviously his choice, and it's what... Either I want to say it's what works for him, or it's just where he landed, you know? Like, he thought it would feel better to be the best. Some of you might know what I'm about to say, because I've used this reference many times. Anything like this, and it's very interesting... reminds me of Brett Favre. He talked like this. When Green Bay beat New England in Super Bowl 31, I think that would... That's about the last number I think I know from Super Bowls. One of them. 31. I always have... Are you the same? I always have to count now 50-something. I always have to figure out years and... Oh, it's so hard. 31. Green Bay, New England. And so Favre, I mean, MVP player, not in the game, but still, he talked about in a documentary how he got on the podium, Mike Holmgren, all the confetti. This was it. For a few years, he'd been close and lost to Dallas or San Francisco, or at least Dallas, a few times. And he was criticized because Favre would turn the ball over. He was almost like, if I'm not making this too confusing, he's almost like how Mickelson was in golf. Like somebody who took too many chances and paid for it. kind of what Allen's reputation maybe used to be, whether that was fair or not. Anyway, so he makes it. We did it. We won. And he said on this documentary, America's Game, how he was thinking on the podium at the Super Bowl, it was just over. Is this all there is? And he was sad about it. He was like, I'm not going to be with the guys tomorrow or, you know, in a week. Like this is the end of something. And he wanted it, if I remember right, to keep going. Instead of winning, I'd rather just keep going. This happens to me in card games. I mean, winning's nice too, but can't we just keep playing? That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to win. I just want to keep playing. Let's keep playing. So this reminds me of how Favre, I don't know if he's always this way, but he did talk like that about 96. Like just, he was disappointed that it was over. Different from Scheffler, but not in the sense that the winning didn't, in that moment anyway, fulfill him. This, by the way, was not an interview he gave at the time. This was sitting down many years later for NFL Films, talking about how he remembered it. So it wasn't like he felt differently when he was older. He was telling you how he felt then after winning, and that's interesting too. Well, whatever. I mean, if you're not that satisfied for the purposes of sports and being a fan, you'd want the best player in the game, Scheffler, to keep at it and not just, you know, quit or something because he's not fulfilled. It certainly is reasonable for him to say that, like, this is not the most important thing in life. You'd want to hear anybody say that or admit to that. And I do think, and maybe you would disagree, I mean, I single out football. I think that can't be how you sound in football to executives and scouts. I think that is a mark against when you don't come off like this is everything. They love this is everything, and that's fine. And that can you that doesn't have to be a problem either. It doesn't work the other way where like it's bad necessarily for you as an athlete. If you were just like obsessed with it and driven to that extent. But remember Josh Rosen, the Allen draft, the one that got away in that crop of good to great quarterbacks, Josh Rosen, he was this. At least it's how it seemed publicly when we were sitting here every day debating the Bills' options. No doubt were they going to pick one of them. Would Darnold be available, Mayfield, Allen, Rosen, Lamar Jackson. Rosen gave off the sense that he wasn't all in, I think. I never talked to him, so I don't know that firsthand, but that was the conversation at the time was, like Bulldog would tell you, he knew the Bills would never pick him because a McDermott team, you know, 1 year into his career was not going to risk, maybe among other reasons, but was not going to risk a quarterback that gave you this impression. And Allen, I don't know, Allen doesn't seem like a maniac to me. He's had a lot of success at a young age, and his public image, I think, is very well adjusted, sort of very kind of real and funny and kind of easygoing even. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't love football or care about it or find it fulfilling. I don't know exactly what he would say. I'd like to know what he would say to Scheffler's comments. I think you have to respect it. I think it's a little bit disappointing in the way that, like, I'm not here to inspire anybody. please do not be inspired because it's not worth it, as he kept saying over and over there. He is the favorite, whether he likes it or not. He is the favorite going into play tomorrow. Mike Schopier, I'll be right back. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.